I never thought I would say this, but I'm sure at this point we're all in agreement. I stand with old Joe and hope that he's able to successfully defend himself against this coup that members of his own party are committing against him and stay in the race and make it all the way to November so we can go head-to-head against Donald Trump. Because if that's the case, then we got this thing in the bag. Even if they swap him out with Kamala Harris, we got this thing. But if they swap him out for Gavin Newsom, I am going to get a little nervous because he may revitalize the party. It's still going to be in shambles. It's still going to be a complete train wreck. There's going to be a lot of disgruntled Democrats who are upset that they bypassed Kamala Harris, and they're going to look extremely weak because not only was the leader of the party unable to lead, but the second in command, whose job it is or was to step up and take command in these kind of situations, also was seen as incompetent and weak. And so they had to grab some random other person in to try to finish the race. But sadly, it looks like old Joe's days may be numbered. Celebrities know what's best, and George Clooney, who held that mega Hollywood fundraiser for him just last month, has now turned on him and is calling for him to step down.
So although I wish I were here with better news, the fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment. This is not an assessment of your productivity. You gotta try not to take this personally.
Well, I just had a bad night.
That's from meme maker Ildondo Trumpo, and it looks like Barack Obama made the call to George Clooney to have him do the dirty work. And what makes this even more hilarious, aside from Clooney being the one to head up that fundraiser for him in Hollywood last month, is that event sparked the big media outrage over us showing the clip of Obama having to guide old Joe off the stage by the hand, where they then claim that we were using deceptively edited cheap fake videos. George Clooney turning on old Joe is one thing, but now Nasty Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, one of the most well-connected politicians in America, basically sounded like a mob boss on MSNBC and made old Joe an offer that he can't refuse.
Does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president has, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
Of course, he already made that decision. He made it loud and clear. Here he is last week, a full week after the controversy has been brewing, and it was already the lead story in the country for 7 days in a row.
Well, guess what? They're trying to push me out on the race.
No!
Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race.
Yeah!
Good.
I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
He'll beat him again in 2020. I mean, what's next? Am I going to show a compilation of clips showing the Democrats rigorously defending his mental fitness despite the obvious? Oh, wait, what's this?
He has knowledge of the issues. He has strategic thinking about legislating all in the head.
I have spoken with the president. He is fully coherent. He is on top of detail.
He's sharp. He's fit. And he's always answering questions.
I think that Joe Biden's mental acuity is very, very on. He's one of the smartest, sharpest people I've met in D.C.
There's no doubt in my mind that the president is mentally fit for office.
We see Joe Biden. Of course, we know how attuned he is to the issues, how informed he is. And I debate with him about legislation and not debate, but discuss. It with him. He's right there. Joe Biden has vision. He has knowledge. He has a strategic thinker. This is a very sharp president.
Oh, he's sharp, all right. He's as sharp as a bowling ball. And now Stephen Colbert has joined the coup.
And self-sacrifice takes a particular kind of courage. And that is a courage I believe Joe Biden is capable of. I believe he's a good enough man. He is a good enough president to put the needs of the country ahead of the needs of his ego. And however painful that might be, it is possible handing leadership to a younger generation is the right thing for the greater goodest. Or good as, either one.
Here's Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia, who the country hasn't heard from in 8 years since he was Hillary Clinton's VP running mate. So obviously still connected with the Clinton crime family, conveying their sentiments.
I have complete confidence that Joe Biden will do the patriotic thing for the country. And he's going to make that decision. He's never disappointed me. He's always put patriotism and the country ahead of himself. And I'm going to respect the decision that he makes.
More mob talk. He's going to respect the decision he makes as if Joe Biden has a say, as if they haven't already decided for him, as if they haven't made him an offer he can't refuse. It turns out that it is a good thing that old Joe's most trusted and senior advisor is Hunter Biden, because at this point, only a crackhead would tell Joe to stay in the race. Well, him and other octogenarians in Congress whose brains are functioning on the same level. Here's Maxine Waters on CNN.
They've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election. And yet Trump is not
wardrobe
only winning, but winning increasingly by a larger margin. So what is the plan among Democrats to change that trajectory? It sounds like you're talking about saying and doing all the same things, but do you believe that something needs to change?
I think we need to keep working.
Something needs to be changed, all right. It's Maxine Waters' wig. And Camelface Harris is no longer her usual bubbly self, because she sees the writing on the wall that she will most likely get bypassed in exchange for Gavin Newsom. But to her credit, she still is doing her job, attacking Donald Trump on the campaign trail by accusing him of the exact same things that the Democrat Party themselves are guilty of.
Donald Trump has openly vowed, if reelected, he'll be a dictator on day one. That he will weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. Round up peaceful protesters and throw them out of our country. And even, and I quote, terminate the United States Constitution.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a new challenge for old Joe.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. Underau's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters.
Sadly, that's not going to happen. At this point, I would be surprised if his scheduled press conference for tonight actually happens, which is supposed to be about NATO, but none of the questions are going to be about NATO. So it's going to be interesting to see, A, if it even happens, B, if it does, if he answers any questions that are deemed off topic so that he doesn't further humiliate himself. Here is the White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby saying that old Joe supposedly is going to show up.
The president will hold a press conference, I guess a big boy press conference, yes, is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
A big boy press conference. By the way, this is not a deep fake. That's really what they're calling it. But at this point, not every Democrat is on board with the coup. There still are some Biden loyalists who are trying to pretend that the debate didn't happen and that Joe Biden didn't forget that he was in the debate and that he didn't forget a few days later what year it was and that he hasn't been aging like milk and rapidly mentally declining. And they're sticking by the old Democrat playbook by not admitting that anything is wrong and instead trying to deflect any questions and problems back onto Donald Trump.
Do you think it's okay to have a president, though, where there's this open question about whether or not he's in cognitive decline?
Do you think it was okay to have President Trump in cognitive decline for his entire 4 years?
Sorry, lady, but you can no longer claim that these are just right-wing talking points, because things are so bad for old Joe that even CNN is having to admit the emperor has no clothes.
I'm staying in the race. I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
Your ears did not deceive you there. That's President Biden trying to assure folks concerned about his cognitive skills by saying that he's going to beat Donald Trump and win in 2020.
Well, like I said, we should all be praying that old Joe tries and that he is able to stay in the race, because if they swap him out for Gavin Newsom, this is going to be a whole new game. Something else that's new is the Teflon Don 2024 shirt, or the MAGA Mafia official member since 2016 shirt, which you should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Now, most of the designs also available in tank tops for the summer as well, so just click on the main shirt that you want and then down below, you'll see the different options for the tank top, long sleeve, and the hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.